College campuses are often thought to be microcosms of society in so many ways, and when it comes to politics, the notion tends to hold up. On the campus of Marshall University, students are picking and choosing sides in the presidential race and estimating the impact the candidates will have on student voter turnout. Just like the general public, Marshall University College students have picked their sides when it comes to which presidential candidate they'll vote for.
I would still vote for Hillary over Donald Trump because he fundamentally, everything I think is wrong with this country.
That's Gretchen Fleming. The Marshall University student was at the Bernie Sanders rally in Huntington last month. Her opinion is pretty common on the Marshall campus. Many students say they'll vote for their favorite candidate in the primary, but stick with the party nominee in the general, no matter who it is. Sophia Mills is a Democrat who says both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton present strong candidates for the Democratic Party.
But I mean, personally, as a Democrat, I feel that we have two strong candidates, and I'm proud of the way we're conducting our race. Like, we actually focus on policy issues and not on personal attacks. So at the end of the day, I think that our nominee is going to be a substantive one.
Ethan Higginbotham is a Sanders supporter, who says that the groundswell of support for Trump could mean more college students will come to the polls.
I think it's actually playing on both sides. I think you've got a lot of people who are coming out to make sure that someone like Donald Trump doesn't get into the White House. But at the same time, you can't deny that Donald Trump has tapped into something, and he's tapped into the silent majority on the right. And that's terrifying, honestly. So I think we need to put our best candidate forward to go up against Trump.
But getting young people out to vote has always been a challenging task. This year, however, the contentiousness of the presidential races have pushed young voters to hit the polls. In neighboring Maryland, youth participation increased in both party primaries, with 18% voting, up from 15% in 2008. On the Democratic side, Sanders received 68% of the youth vote in Maryland, a trend that is likely to be mirrored in young West Virginia voters. In Pennsylvania, 18% of all youth voters between the ages of 18 and 29 participated in their primary on April 26th. Young people in Pennsylvania preferred Sanders even though Clinton won the state, and 52% of the youth vote on the Republican side went to Trump. Students like Brittany Morgan say the support of Trump is a unique situation.
I think with Trump, the whole thing is he's so drastically different that people are betting on something that's just out there because they've seen what normal politics has done and nobody's happy with what's happened in the past, like, 12 to 15 years even, and so they're like, well, you know, we can't get any worse than this. Let's try something totally radical and new.
Nick Uliana is a Marshall University sophomore. He says as a Republican, he's not a Trump fan, but would vote for the outspoken candidate.
I would vote for Donald Trump just because, if it got to that situation, just because I really don't like Hillary Clinton. I feel like she's a criminal, to be quite, in my opinion.
During the previous presidential election in 2012, West Virginia had the lowest voter turnout of any state in the nation, with less than half of registered voters turning out to the polls. When it comes to 18 to 24-year-olds, less than 23% cast ballots in the race. But so far this election cycle, the Secretary of State's office says 30,000 more people voted during the first 7 days of early voting when compared to 2012. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.